This is the Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
This report brought to you by Southwest Plumbing.
Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center, I'm RC Katz. Still have a right lane block southbound 5 in the express lanes at Mercer due to an earlier accident, and it looks like northbound 5 at 526 in Everett have an accident partially blocking that off-ramp to 526, and northbound 5 in Albro, an earlier medical emergency, has been cleared out of the way, but you still have huge backups.
Last year, over 15,000 homeowners chose Southwest Plumbing. You can, too. For upfront pricing and guaranteed work, Southwest Plumbing is the one to call. Open weekends and evenings with no extra charge.
Southwest Plumbing, the one to call.
Biggest hits of today.
Hey, it's Bruno Mars.
The classic hits you know.
It's the Rolling Stones.
The breaking news as it happens.
President and Speaker Boehner are standing their ground.
The victories that made you cheer.
Strike three, call! And the celebration begins.
The one app where it all happens.
iHeartRadio.
1,500 real live stations.
Music, news, talk, and sports.
Download the iHeartRadio app now
or go to iHeartRadio.com.
This report is brought to you by World Vision.
Your Northwest weather for today, mostly cloudy with a high of 53. Tonight, clouds, low down to 46. And tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies again with a high of 54.
World Vision, we believe in children, and we are solving the puzzle of poverty for children in need around the world by providing all the pieces needed for a full life. Water, food, health, education, and more. Share with a child today at worldvision.org/share.
Hey, Spike here for the MoDog Challenge, powered by Seattle Cancer Care Alliance. The MoDog Challenge is a mission to raise awareness of men's health realities and get guys to see their doctors. Inspire 10,000 texts of support. You can help right now. Join us at MoDog. Text MoDog to 52309. That's M-O-D-A-W-G. By texting, you'll join our team and receive a link to top men's cancer risk factors. Use that link to remind you to see your doctor and encourage your guy friends to do the same thing. M-O-D-A-W-G to 52309 right now or go to 957KJR.com, keyword MoDog.
Dragon speech recognition software allows you to become a better writer, work around disabilities, and generally be more productive, doing everything from creating documents to commanding your computer with just your voice. Buy Dragon at Amazon, Staples, Best Buy, or GetDragon.com.
We're moving, and there's no better time to save than right now at Walker's Rent and Subaru. We'd rather sell our cars to you now than spend money moving them. So we're pricing all our models with savings like this one. The 2014 Subaru Outback 2.5i, not $25,000, moving price, just $22,948, or get low 0-9 financing. Or the 2014 Subaru Forester 2.5i PZEV, 32 miles per gallon, and just $21,668. Expect similar savings on everything in stock. Discover why Seattle drivers love Walker's Renton Subaru. Exit 2 off 405 in Renton or online at RentonSubaru.com. Walker's Renton Subaru. Is there anywhere else? Real value, real people, real simple. Get to Walker's Renton Subaru for our big moving sale today before they're all gone or online at RentonSubaru.com. Benz available at dealer. Model EDA01 and EFA01. All prices and vehicles subject to $150 documentation fee. See dealer for details. Offer ends October 31st, 2013.
When disaster dooms your day.
I am not changing a flat tire in heels and a bridesmaid dress.
If we miss the ceremony, Julie won't throw the bouquet. She'll beat us senseless with it.
And there's no end in sight.
Okay, we can do this. Where's the Jack? Jack, I dated a Jack once.
Mommy issues.
Ugh, Stacy.
Only one superhero will come to the rescue. A caped crusader without equal. It's...
the Triple A guy?
Okay, instead of Caped Crusader, maybe I should have said,
gentlemen in an orange safety vest. But the Triple A guy will fix that flat fast, so you can make the wedding and conquer the dance floor.
My hero.
Exactly.
For superhero roadside assistance wherever you go, including up to 200 miles of towing, join Triple A today. Get $10 off a new membership by calling 800-JOIN-AAA or by visiting AAA.com. Triple A, there's only one.
Rhythm of Amtrak take it over 500 destinations with breathtaking views unmarred by traffic jams and changing seasons that turn transportation into entertainment. The country is your oyster, and the rails are how you get there. Amtrak, Enjoy the journey.
One-way fares from Seattle are as low as $40 to Vancouver, $104 to San Francisco, and $95 to Sacramento. Book now at Amtrak.com. Fares subject to availability. Routes, fares, and services subject to change without notice. Restrictions apply.
Snoqualmie Casino is turning five. So shift your plans into fifth gear and take home your fair share of cars, cash, and more for Snoqualmie Casino's fifth anniversary celebration. We're giving away five brand new Chevys, five motor scooters, and 50 grand in cash prizes from October 28th through November 6th. The more times you play, the more chances you have to win. Visit snowcasino.com for more ways to win. Seattle's closest, Snoqualmie Casino.
Meet Becky, who's shopping at Albert Lea Appliance for the first time. We asked her why.
Dad suggested them, and he knows best. If I didn't listen, I knew I'd never hear the end of it.
So, how does she feel about Albert Lea?
Definitely in my price range. Great selection. All the brands I was looking for, and more.
And how does Albert Lea compare to other stores?
No contest. They saved me time and money, and they really know their stuff. Thanks, Dad.
Now five locations in the Puget Sound area to better serve you. Visit AlbertLeaAppliance.com.
You're ready for a new wireless phone? Start at Car Toys' huge 26th anniversary sale.
Why?
Don't you want the best price in town?
Well, yeah. I've been thinking about the Samsung Galaxy S3.
It's just one penny at Car Toys.
What about the Galaxy S4?
The hot new S4 is anniversary sale priced as low as $139 with new activation or upgrade.
Really?
We've even got the bigger-than-life Samsung Galaxy Note 3 for you to try out. Whether you want Verizon, AT&T, T-Mobile, or prepaid, you'll always find a bigger selection and better prices at Car Toys.
Now, what can you do for my car?
Let's turn up the fun. We've got an amazing Pioneer DVD receiver that's loaded. Bluetooth, touchscreen, iPod control, anniversary sale price, just $299. We'll even toss in a free backup camera. Save $110. Or let us put in an Avital remote starter. It's just $179, and that price includes installation. Let us put some toys in your car, so your friends will be the ones saying,
I wish my car did that.
Car Toys, a better way.
At the end of the day, after you've given 110%, push the envelope and grab low-hanging fruit. We need you to shift your paradigm, okay?
U.S. Bank business bankers know that your business isn't a cliche. It's your livelihood. You want a banker who speaks your language and provides real solutions to help manage cash flow, payments, and growth.
Let's hit the ground running with a robust game changer, then run it up the flagpole and circle back from 30,000 feet.
How high is that flagpole?
A U.S. Bank business quick loan offers rates as low as 2.99% APR for equipment, vehicles, and more. So you could take advantage of competitive rates to grow your business.
Two words, win-win.
Yeah, that's one word.
Call U.S. banker Chris Hales at 206-344-4261 for straight business talk that makes sense for your business. All of us serving you. U.S. Bank. Offer subject to credit approval. Other restrictions may apply. Rates subject to change daily. Promotional rate applies to loans up to 80% LTV and terms up to 36 months. Rate assumes automatic payment from a U.S. Bank business checking account. See banker or usbank.com for details. Member FDIC.
What's that?
The elephant in the room.
This report is brought to you by 7-Eleven.
From the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center, I'm RC Katz. Still have a right lane block southbound 5 in the express lanes at Mercer due to an earlier accident. And it looks like northbound 5 at 526 in Everett have an accident, partially blocking that off-ramp to 526. And northbound 5 in Albro, an earlier medical emergency, has been cleared out of the way, but you still have huge backups.
Need a little pick-me-up to get you through another long day of work? Just head down the street to 7-Eleven, where hot and fresh small coffees are only a dollar every day. At participating locations, see store for details. Oh, thank heaven.
Bob Rivers in the morning and the greatest hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s. This is 95.7 KJRFM and HD1 Seattle. An iHeart radio station. Win $1,000 instantly and be qualified to spend life in the fast lane with the Eagles in London, England. Text this word now.
The word is cowboy. Text the word cowboy to 36500 for your chance to win a grand and qualify for the huge grand prize with the Eagles. If you don't know what it is, all the details are on our website, 957kjr.com. But I'm a creep.
Great band, Radiohead, 95.7 KJR. It is a little before 9:05. You're listening to the Bob Rivers Show. Bob's out today. We were just talking to Bruce Campbell, who, by the way, I want to say, not a creepy guy.
Cool guy.
Really cool guy.
Yeah.
But somehow we got on the subject of scary movies and creepy people. And it just so happens that there's a research firm that polled America. Who do you think is the creepiest celebrity in America? And we started talking about that.
We certainly have a lot of votes on text.
Yeah,
hear some of these?
No shortage of input.
Yeah.
Christopher Walken, Emeril Lagasse. Somebody says that Gary Busey's creepy. Someone else says that Macaulay Culkin is creepy. He does. He look a little thin these days.
He came out in the public a couple weeks ago. That's a what a train wreck of a human.
Actually, the most recent pictures of Macaulay Culkin are from a Tijuana donkey show where he was on one of those. In Tijuana, apparently, they have donkeys that they dress up as zebras. They're called zonkeys. They actually paint them to look like zebras, and he was sitting on one of those zonkeys. Someone says that Bruce Jenner is creepy.
With all the face work, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Crispin Glover, super creepy. I agree with that. Somebody says Steve Buscemi is creepy, and his performance in Fargo sealed that deal.
Totally.
Mm-hmm. Somebody else says that Pee Wee Herman is creepy. Is he? I don't know.
Yes. Number two on my list, Paul Rubens.
Really?
Number two.
Yep. And he never got over the movie thing.
Steve Buscemi, number eight. So you got there's a lot of these people aren't being mentioned, but those are both in the top 10 of creepiness, according to this survey.
Another vote for Christopher Walken. Somebody says Rob Zombies and his movies are horrifying. Someone says all the Real Housewives of New Jersey are creepy.
No kidding.
Yes, I'd have to agree with that. Let's see. We've got a lot of people saying Jack Nicholson, but that's all based on The Shining. Some people were so creeped out by Jack Nicholson in The Shining, they never got over
it. Great actor. I mean, if you see him sitting in the front row at the Oscars, are you creeped out by him? Or is it just because of what he does in movies?
Shining's part of this horror fest at the Cinerama, too.
Yeah, that's a killer movie. I think what we're looking at here is people that are just creepy, you know. Not that just can play creepy really well. And I think I'd put Steve Buscemi in that category. Yeah. He's really great at playing creepy.
Somebody voted for Robin Williams in the movie where he develops film. I think that one was called 1 Hour Photo. Yes, my God.
Creepiest ever.
Creepy in that movie.
Yeah, yeah. Robin Williams plays a bad guy, a creepy bad guy, way better than I would ever expect.
He made 1 Hour Photo and then Insomnia, like back to back.
Yeah.
Yeah, double creep out. He must have been going through a detox or some sort of dark time.
Or divorce or something, yeah.
So who's number one on your list?
Number one on the list, I'll give you number three is Dennis Rodman. I don't find Dennis, he's unusual.
He's very creepy.
Number two, Paul Rubens. And number one, creepiest celebrity in America, according to this list, Marilyn Manson.
Yeah.
Right.
Ugh.
I don't know. I kind of appreciate Marilyn Manson.
With the one colored eye and the black everything.
I like how he did it. I like how he did it. You know that his name's Brian and he's just a dude underneath all that.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I feel like it's all been a big joke.
Well, it's a performance. Yeah.
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 I'm not a Marilyn Manson expert, but I have the feeling that he started believing his own creep a little because wasn't he kind of creepy? I mean, there's some people that can go out there and do an act. Even Bruce Springsteen says, you know, well, there's Bruce, the boss that gets up there, and then there's the guy that just hangs out and watches the football game
right,
or whatever.
Three kids.
Yeah, he's got a persona to do. I think Marilyn Manson became a little bit of
his off, art. Yeah,
I think he really kind of lived that creepiness. Now, I may be wrong because I'm not his biggest fan.
Well, I don't think he was like a frat boy who one day was like, oh, I have an idea. Like, I think that he was kind of an artistic, you know, certainly left
kind
of center.
On the edge kind of guy.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. But I think that he's got a lot more going on than people know. He probably walks amongst us and you have no idea.
Well, he's a new human resources director here at the station.
People are also voting for Billy Bob Thornton, Willem Dafoe. Tom Cruise, Carrot Top, Jason Schwartzman, somebody's voting
really?
For him. He's not that creepy.
Creepy?
Ben Roethlisberger, Anthony Hopkins, a couple more votes for Carrot Top, and Donald Trump. Donald Trump's very creepy.
Creepy.
Yeah, and Carrot Top. I don't know if it's just his look. Because
it's the surgical alteration.
Yeah, what he's done to himself is about as creepy as it comes. I ran into him at the... what's the fancy...
Menchie's self-serve yogurt?
No, the fancy shopping place in Vegas for the Caesar's Palace.
Oh,
the
Caesar's
Forum. Yeah. Walking through, and there's Carrot Top. But even when he's kind of downplaying the Carrot Topness, when he's got a hat on and glasses, you can just look at that and go, now that is an unusual gentleman. You know?
Yeah.
And he is definitely creepy.
Have that sent to my room.
9:10. Lots of creepy people. Lots of this kind of stuff coming out. It's Halloween, so we may get to some more of it. Wall Street Journal even did a pretty good article about how people feel about the supernatural. We'll see if we can get to that before we go. But what I want to talk about right now is something Eric mentioned to me, that young son AJ went and did he go see you play bass for the first time, Eric?
Yeah, he went to see our Butternut Show on Friday night over at the Shorecrest Performing Arts Center. He was in the front row. He made it through about half the show and then he fell asleep. But during the part while he was awake and dancing around the auditorium, he just fell in love with just music and the instruments that we were using.
And he asked you for something?
Yeah.
Earplugs?
Yeah. No. AJ's got a real musical streak to him. He's one of those kids that even at 4 and a half, he'll walk up to a piano and he'll play notes. He'll play chords.
Really?
Yeah, he doesn't just bang on the keys. So, yeah, there's something in there that needs to get out in terms of music. But this time, after watching the show, the very next day, he says, "Dad, I would like an electric guitar."
Oh, sure. So you just got to run right out and get him one, right?
Well, I've heard from people that if a kid expresses interest in something, especially something musical, you want to nurture that. So, yeah, I went to Guitar Center. I found a 3/4 size electric guitar, a little Ibanez Geo Micro, and an amp package that cost me like $70.
Oh, then that's where you messed up. Give him the guitar, but no amp. Let him wail away all day long. You got him an amp, too?
Well, it's got headphones.
Oh, okay. That might be work.
Yeah. So I bring it home, and I told Monique, of course, before I showed it to AJ. And she I think, had the same reaction that Jody, you had. What are you doing getting him an electric guitar and amp the very day after he asks for one? Because that would be, you know, immediate gratification. That's probably not good for him. And thought that he should go acoustic first if we're going to do it.
That's what I would do, for sure.
Yeah.
I always dreamed of having an electric guitar as a kid, and I played an acoustic. And my parents always said, "No, you know, get good on this acoustic, and maybe you can go to electric." And I never got good enough, and I kind of chucked it. But I think you do start with acoustic because they're harder to play. I mean, you've got to learn the chords and stuff. Electric, you can make this noise come out. You know,
well, that's good though. Instant reward's not always a bad thing, especially when you're trying to learn an instrument. Might it be a bad thing to actually get him that he can make he can play Twinkle Twinkle Little Star on an electric guitar the very first day he picks it up?
Wait, so just so we have all the full details on this story, is it still sitting in a closet waiting to be decided on, or did you give it to him?
It's still sitting in my closet. He has no idea that.
Is he a frequent listener to the show? Because we may have really screwed up.
No, he's in preschool right now, okay. So we're good.
You know, when Darby expressed interest in a guitar, we decided, and with the help of our friend Amy Stolzenbach, that she should take piano first.
Okay.
And we used the guitar as a long-term reward to keep her focused on the piano until she fell in love with learning the piano. Mm-hmm. A lot of people have told me, and I think Bob, if he were here, would agree, that the piano, if you can play piano, you can play anything. And learning the piano is a really great foundation for any instrument you want to take up at a later date. We made Darby take 2 years of piano lessons before we would let her start taking guitar lessons. Now, you don't have to do that. Mm-hmm. That's what worked for us. But one thing I would say, if you do get him a guitar, get him lessons right out of the gate. He's not too young for lessons because you don't have to unlearn anything if you start with the right information.
Yeah, that makes sense. I don't know if he can sit through lessons. But
well, even if it's a 3-minute something, you know, show him. And nowadays there's video lessons. You can go to YouTube and get guitar lessons on YouTube, piano lessons on YouTube. There are thousands of instructional videos for every age level and skill level.
I'm going to have to disagree with the starting everyone on piano bit. My parents made me take piano lessons when I was like 8. Mm-hmm. And I did it, but I never really liked them, and I gave up after a year. And I regret not ever getting drum lessons. I think that I missed the boat. I would have been a badass female drummer.
Maybe Sheila E.
But with a more conservative outfit. I don't need you to press that laugh button.
And I think that's what
we were laughing on our own.
I
here.
Need you to press
I
that
think
laugh
that's button. What Josh needs is a big old drum kit. I think he needs one of those.
Oh, yeah. Come to Papa. Yeah. And I teach the kid like never before.
He's already outgrown his baby drum kit, and we're seriously going to get him lessons.
So you don't mind that. You would actually encourage some drumming.
Yeah, drumming's cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And hitting stuff is good, too.
Well, we get AJ on guitar and him on the drums. And, you know, once Spike the Impalers and everything, you know, eventually.
Someday we'll need to be replaced.
Yeah. I mean, we could raise our own little baby band.
Yeah.
Jody, you bring up a good point because I had piano lessons as a kid and I hated it.
Yeah.
I had to get up and play Home on the Range as one of those little recitals for 30 people. Uh-huh. I was so petrified that it took me 10 minutes to play that song. And it scarred me for life, and I couldn't touch the piano again.
Really?
I got into the trumpet when I was 9, liked that a little better, but then I had to give that up because I had too much school. But then that was it until bass a couple years ago.
And then that's it. And who knows what you could – maybe I would have been the Tiger Woods of oboe, you know? You got to get the right instrument.
Is that where you sleep with every other band member of the Tiger Woods of oboe? Is that...
No, I'm just saying –
Oh,
like,
you mean like you'd have been good.
Right. Oh. If you start a piano and you end a piano, then who knows what you could have missed.
I was trumpet in 7th grade, and I was – third chair, and if there were more chairs, they would have put me further down the row because I really stunk at it.
He was lounge chair trumpet.
And I tried guitar, and I wasn't good at it. If there are any musicians that have any, like, if there's any real theories on this, you can call us at 877-901-0957. The one thing I do think, Eric, is that you go with acoustic first with the guitar just because it's a little harder to play. I mean, it's a little, you learn the fundamentals, and then after that, electric becomes easy. That's what I was told as a kid, but I never got there.
Texter says, my son is also interested in the guitar. We purchased an acoustic and lessons to see his interest level before we spent money on electric guitar. Turns out to have been a great thing. He practices for 30 minutes to an hour every day and is making great strides and improvements.
How old's the kid, does it say?
Doesn't say. Someone else says, my son has an electric guitar, and he's turning 8 next Tuesday. He only looks at it.
Ooh.
Never plays it.
I got to be with Spike. You have to learn piano first. It's the most important instrument. And after that, you can just grab anything else. You learn independence. You learn chords. You learn chords, everything. So you have to teach piano first.
And I'll say, one of the greatest drummers in the world, and our friend Alan White, that's the way he started music, was learning piano. And then he's told the story. He goes, wow, you're so rhythmic on that piano. Maybe try a drum kit. And he moved on to drums. And Alan bought Emily one of those little keyboards, little Yamaha keyboard. I think you can get one for probably, $50 or less that does so much. And you talk about sounds that a 4-year-old kid would like. You know, this is like a little mini synthesizer. I mean, you might... Hold the guitar back for your Hanukkah, Christmas, Festivus, whatever you want to call it, present. Give him a little keyboard and let him dabble on that for a couple months first.
I like this. Somebody says, piano lessons for sure. I got a guitar when my neighbor started piano. I can't play anything, and he tours in a band playing any instrument. Someone else says, Jody's wrong about piano lessons. I'm wrong about my own life. Isn't that amazing how I could be wrong about my own life?
I don't think you should be in charge of your life anymore.
Piano is the foundation for all music, even drumming. I was a music major in college. Just because you take piano lessons doesn't mean you can't take lessons for any other instrument. I am never wrong about a story that happened to me. Thank you, though.
Were you there?
I'm not saying piano's not the foundation for all music. I'm saying that I stopped because I didn't like it. The end. Somebody says, fret light is a teaching guitar with LEDs behind each fret to teach you chord patterns.
Oh, wow.
You should use that. Somebody says, when I was 6, all I wanted was an electric guitar. I asked my parents for one every day. They finally got me an acoustic guitar when I was 7, and I thought it was so lame, so I never learned how to play, and now I regret not being musical.
Somebody else says, the washboard. That's where you start.
Yes.
The washboard.
Now that's cool. Getting him into a jug band.
Add him 2 spoons.
Yes. Let him watch Emmett Otter's Jug Band Christmas and then put him in a jug band with animals.
So, Monique, is she wanting you to return the whole thing?
He's on the phone. Right?
He's talking. He can't talk.
I think if I glommed his story correctly, Monique said just don't give it to him today.
Don't give it
to him. He asked for it yesterday. Don't give it to him today. Yeah.
But not necessarily have to take it back to the store yet. Yeah, if you got a good deal on it, you could always. He may move on to something next week.
I like this text. I don't know why I find this funny. Someone says, I started playing piano. I switched to the saxophone, and I was pretty good at that. But then one day, orchestra needed a bassoon player, so I learned to play the bassoon. Turns out I was freakishly good at that. So let the kid explore, is what I say.
Nice.
Sign, freakish a bassoon player.
Freakish bassoon man.
This is a different topic, but I'll tell you, offbeat instruments are the ones you want to go for if you want to go far.
Because you could be bassoon chair one.
Yeah. I got, hey, seriously.
Old, not a lot of competition bassoon. On the oboe chair.
Friend of mine's son, full ride scholarship because he can play a mean tuba. There aren't many great tuba players.
The tuba player is the star of certain marching
clarinet
bands.
Players are a dime a dozen, but this guy got recruited by schools all over because he's a good tuba player. There aren't that many.
Seriously?
Well, Margaret, the harp player, she plays every weekend everywhere because she gets hired for every wedding, for every party, because there's nobody else playing it.
Concentrate on the big instruments. And even if you don't do tuba, French horn. French horn, you know, everybody's got a trumpet. There aren't that many great French horn players out there.
Stand-up bass and electric cello are now featured in a lot of the alt-country bands that I like.
Yeah, that's the stuff that'll get you a scholarship, that'll get you in an orchestra or a band.
So you got that, Eric? Return what you got him and get him a stand-up bass and a tuba.
Yeah.
My dad plays tuba, so yeah, that I can do.
Perfect. They can start a two-man band.
And do the ladies love him?
Yes, they do. Tamim on line one in Seattle wants to say something. He's a trumpet player, and if you have anything to say, you can call us at 877-901-0957. Good morning, Tamim.
Good morning. You know, I'm a trumpet player. I've been playing for years. I'm not not by any means the best player or one of the best players in the city or anything like that. But I tell you, if a kid wants to get into music, if they want to get really serious about it, piano is definitely the way to go. But on the other hand, you know, playing the trumpet has taken me all over the world. I've played in Australia, I've played with China, I did my time with the Husky Marching Band. And, you know, if a kid wants to play an instrument, the big thing is that they get to play. Get to play, get to do it. If they get lessons, even better, because it will just enrich their lives no matter what they do.
Was the trumpet the instrument that sparked your passion for music, or is that the one you kind of fell into because it was available at the rental shop at the time you needed an instrument for band way back?
I started it when I was in fifth grade because I wanted to play an instrument. I had no idea, you know, what I wanted to play, but trumpet sounded cool to me. And, you know, as I got to playing it more and more, I just fell in love with it more and more.
Were you in the Husky band under, is it Brad David? Is he the conductor there?
Brad McDavid, yeah.
Brad McDavid?
He was the conductor when I was there, yeah.
Yeah, he's a great, great conductor. That would probably be a guy that would be very inspirational to play under.
Oh, absolutely, for anyone and everyone.
Cool. Were you there during Coach James's time as well?
No, unfortunately not. I took some time out of high school and went into the Marines first.
Oh, okay. So you didn't get to go to any of the Rose Bowls or any of the big stuff like that?
A couple of holiday bowls while I was in there.
Cool. That's the other thing about band. I'd encourage kids, you know, you may not be able to run a 4.440 or tackle or throw a football, but if you can get good, like Tamim's saying, at a band instrument, you can not only pay your way through school, but do some pretty serious traveling.
Yeah, we had a great time. Like I said, Australia, China. I did the entire Pac-10 circuit when I was in band. So I got to play in the Rose Bowl, the Coliseum.
Awesome.
Arizona State.
Cool. And you say that the piano is also a good way to go. Well, thanks for calling, Tamim. And we'll go to Mike on line two in Maple Valley. He's got a son that is very musical. How's it going, Mike?
Excellent. Thanks for taking me. He left baseball one day. We didn't leave it, but he came to me and said, hey, I want to learn to play the drums. His grandfather was a professional drummer, so we had a small drum set. I said, show me. And a few months later, his drum teacher came to me and said, I've pretty much taught him everything that he can learn. Next thing he says, I want to learn to play the guitar. Four or five guitars later, he came to me and said, now I'd like to learn to play the bass. Any instrument that you put in his hand, he just takes off with. His actual first band that he practiced with was out in Bob's old house out on Mount Si Road, and I always thought that was kind of an oddity that my son's first band would be practicing at Bob's garage.
How old's your son now?
He's 22 now. He started, he just turned 22. He started when he was 13. Now he just moved to Seattle. He lives up on Capitol Hill. He's writing all his own music. He's written several dozen pieces that he's completed, produced. So yeah, he just but he started with the drums.
And which pizza company is he delivering for?
Pagliacci.
That's funny that you should mention that because he actually did get a delivery job downtown. He's running around downtown pushing carts uphill.
You bet, man. Well, you got to pursue your passion, but you also got to eat. And that to get to the level where you're a working musician that you're making a living at it is a very, very elite level, but it sounds like he's got the passion and could well be on his way.
Oh, yeah. You know, he said, as he said, Dad, I'm working 7 days a week, two jobs. When I come home from work, I do music for 4 or 5 hours. I go to sleep and I get up and do it all over again, and I'm loving it.
So, right on. What's the name what's the name of his current band? Does he have something out there?
He's got a site called Spectrum Spirits on the cloud, SoundCloud, I guess, where he's posted quite a bit of music. But he's got a number of sites. It's kind of hard to keep track of him. He just sent me some recent stuff that I found to be very interesting, but it's way out there. And that's always been one of his goals, was to do something that nobody's ever done. Bob actually listened to a number of pieces a couple summers ago when I was sending it to him, and he was very encouraging.
Oh, good. Yeah, I was going to say, please keep us posted. And when it's time, when he's got a big gig or something, let us know about it. We love to feature local music here.
Oh, yeah, by all means.
All right, Mike, thanks a lot. Let's go to line three, another Mike. Mike in Gig Harbor. He's got some tips for youngsters wanting to learn something about music, like Eric's four-year-old. How's it going, Mike?
That's going pretty good. How are you?
Great.
Myself, like most people, I started on an acoustic guitar and then went to an electric guitar. But it's not the piano, it's not the horns, it's not the drums, it's not the guitar, it's the music. First, you understand the music, you learn the music, and then you can move to many multiple levels of different instruments, and that's the key. I'm a singer, actually. I play a lot of different instruments, but I settled down into singing. But it's learning the music, learning to read music. From there, that's your foundation.
And I think you're right. That's what my daughter's been taking piano since she was 5, and now she takes voice lessons and loves music, and that's what I would encourage is formal training, whatever the instrument. Thanks a lot, Mike. And
this
I hope
brought to you by Safeway.
Hope you got some insight from that, Eric.
I definitely did. Another thing I want to do is take him to EMP so that he can just try a whole bunch of different instruments and just see what he gravitates toward.
You can bang on a lot of stuff, and that's something they actually, Emily just says, we need to get back to EMP. They've got a couple of exhibits. I highly recommend that for any kid. Do you enjoy YouTube? Do you like going to YouTube and seeing videos?
Love it. Use it all the time.
Do you like it enough to pay for it?
No.
I can live without it.
Why? Is this going to be a problem for me?
Well, it could be. We'll tell you how YouTube could soon be a pay service, and also we'll play Rock Genius next.
This is the Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR. Right after the Bob Rivers Show, it's 95 minutes of the greatest hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s. KJR.
I'm George, and here's my Sterling Bank story. Everybody's heard a picture is worth a thousand words. Here at Infinity Images, we live it.
Hey, morning, George.
Because we know that a printed image has the ability, maybe even the responsibility, to evoke something. So whether it's a wall-sized poster or a building covering insulation, we believe that putting in a little extra effort up front makes a big difference. And when things got tough a while back, Anne from Sterling Bank pulled out her notebook and started to write. She wrote thousands of words detailing our business and plans for the future. Words she used to help us not just survive, but thrive. Because like us, she believes that putting in a little extra effort up front makes a big difference.
Talk to your hardworking Sterling banker about small business loan rates starting at just 3.50%. Rate subject to credit approval and may change without notice. Call for details. Sterling Bank. Nobody works harder for you. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Porcello, Porcello, Porcello Jewelers.
Pay attention, people, because this is important. It's the Built Ford Tough Truck event, and it's happening at your local Ford store. The 2013 Ford F-150 STX 4x4 5-liter V8 engine has the most horsepower and torque of any small displacement V8, while at the same time delivering the great fuel economy people have come to expect from Ford. Let me tell you, this thing sips gas like a V6. But it gives you the raw power of a V8.
Nice. And now, get limited-time offers on the fuel-efficient F-150 STX with a 5-liter engine, trailer tow package, 18-inch wheels, and more. Check out the F-150 STX 4x4 5.0-liter at your local Ford store today. Hurry in before the Built Ford Tough truck event ends. When properly equipped, classes full-size pickups under 8,500 pounds, GVWR. It was as wide as the Grand Canyon, as deep as the Mariana Trench. I plunged into the chasm, into the endless abyss, into the...
Actually, you just drove into a pothole. But don't worry, here at Les Schwab, every tire comes with a kind of lifetime protection most other places don't give you, like free flat repairs and more, plus a great price. That's our best tire value promise.
Good to know.
Les Schwab, doing the right thing since 1952.
It's the fall tire sale, our biggest sale of the year, now through October 31st.
At Loma Linda University Health, we are driven by a mission. A mission to heal, to teach, to innovate, to serve. It's a mission that we live every day. A commitment deeply rooted in our faith. At Loma Linda University Health, health and wellness is more than something we believe. It's something we live. To join us in our mission of health and wellness, visit us at lluhealth.org.
Don't miss the Fred Meyer Doorbuster Sale this Saturday from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. with amazing bargains throughout the store. Just visit fredmeyer.com to check out all of the great deals and save time, money, and gas at Fred Meyer.
You, with the back pain that keeps coming back. You might think it's from lifting too much at the gym or from a bad mattress or even your posture. But the truth is, it may not be anything you're doing at all. It could be me, ankylosing spondylitis. See, I'm not just any back pain. I'm a chronic autoimmune disease that inflames the spine and can eventually affect other joints. Does your back feel stiff when you first wake up? Does it hurt most when you're at rest? These are some signs you could be dealing with me. So stop ignoring your back pain. I could be a real possibility.
If you have persistent back pain, it's time you faced it. Visit asbackpain.com to take a free quiz that can help you find out if your symptoms point to an inflammatory condition like ankylosing spondylitis or AS. Then discuss your results with your doctor. Your back pain may not be your fault.
It could be me, ankylosing spondylitis.
Take the free quiz at asbackpain.com. This message is brought to you by AbbVie.
Fiat of Seattle at South Center would like to ask you a question. Why would you buy a used car when you can own a brand new Fiat 500 Pop for just $99 down and $139 a month? So you could drive in style and also get 40 miles a gallon doing it. You could get Fiat's 4-year, 50,000-mile warranty. Are you picking up what I'm putting down here? Go see my friends at Fiat of Seattle at South Center.
84 months at 2.99% APR and approved credit. Purchase price $13,606. $99 down plus tax, license, and all rebates. Must qualify for all rebates for this price. See dealer for details. A $150 doc fee may be added to the sale price or capitalized cost.
I'm a house painter.
I work in a bakery.
I'm a freelance designer.
I never bothered with health coverage.
I could never afford a health plan.
Well, I lost my plan years ago when I left the large company that I worked for.
A historic new law is bringing health coverage to every man, woman, and child in Washington.
But now, I'll have coverage again.
Now I have an individual health plan from Premier Blue Cross.
I was even eligible for financial help with my premiums.
Now's the time to talk to Premera Blue Cross about an individual health plan that includes checkups, prescriptions, hospital stays, and more. You may even qualify for a plan at little or no cost to you, all from a company that's been providing peace of mind for individuals and families for over 80 years.
Peace of mind is a beautiful thing.
To learn more, call 1-877-PREMERA. Go to premera.com/goblue or talk to an independent producer and go with the one you know. Primera Blue Cross is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association.
How efficient is Dragon speech recognition software? Well, you're listening to the sound of 20 pigeons we trained to type in unison, and they're still not as fast as using your voice with Dragon to write documents, email, search the web, or really anything with the exception of eating crusts of bread. So if you aren't good at typing or have a disability, you can now easily write, do research, and more just by talking. And when you're done, Dragon won't stay in the room, cooing incessantly. Find Dragon at Amazon, Staples, and Best Buy, or see the latest offers at GetDragon.com.
Now at Sports Authority, the iconic Starter Satin Jacket is back and better than ever. Starter's new satin jacket features a modern twist on the classic sports jackets from the 80s and 90s. Now you can represent your Seattle Seahawks with officially licensed NFL jackets. So head into any Seattle area Sports Authority today to show your Seattle pride, or visit sportsauthority.com/starter to shop even more teams and colors. But hurry in, they're going fast. Sports Authority, all things sporting good.
This report brought to you by Fred Meyer.
From the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center, I'm RC Katz. In Everett, northbound 5 at 526, we did have an earlier accident on the ramp. That's been cleared out of the way, but we're getting reports of a new problem. Southbound 5 near Enchanted Parkway. It's reported as a vehicle striking the overpass, so it could be at least partially blocking a lane there. And still pretty slow because of the fog all over Puget Sound.
It's Croctober at your neighborhood Fred Meyer. Get a $5 mail-in rebate and free chili fixins when you buy any Crock-Pot slow cooker for $29.99 and up with the in-store coupon. So get into Freddy's and start cooking. What's on your list today?
The Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
9:35, 95.7 KJR. If you think you're a rock genius, now would be the time to call. But you might want to wait and see what Spike O'Neill has to ask first, because it's a pretty tough one today.
Thank you, Joe. I'm going to give you the Rolling Stones' first number one single. I want you to tell me what the Rolling Stones' first number one single was.
In the U.S.?
It's a great question.
Thank you.
I know. Give us a call at 877-901-0957 if you think you know the Rolling Stones' very first number one.
In the, which chart? Let's at least give them that.
Okay.
In the UK? Or
it was a UK number one.
Okay, yeah, the first time they hit number one. It was in the UK.
Satisfaction was the first American chart number one single for Rolling Stones. But they had one almost a year earlier in the UK.
Were you trying to fool people today?
I was trying to fool. I want people to be a genius.
It's your damn problem.
True Stones fan will know this.
It's going to be tough either way, I think. So their very first time they hit number one, and it was... the top of the pops, or whatever you want to call it, in the UK.
Yep, 1964, summer of 64.
877-901-0957. You could be qualified for a whole bunch of tasty blazing bagels if you know the answer. Line one is Bruce in Tacoma. He's our first contestant. Do you know that song, Bruce?
Mother's Little Helper?
It was not Mother's Little Helper. That was a little later on.
Nope.
I appreciate your guess.
No, sorry, it was not, Bruce, but thanks for warming up the dance floor for Zach. He's in Enumclaw on line two. What do you think there, Zach?
Is it Satisfaction?
No, Satisfaction was a number one in both the UK and America, but they had one earlier.
Okay.
Thank you for trying, brother.
Mark and Everett on line three. You get a crack at it, Mark. What do you think the song the Stones topped the charts with first was?
I'm going to have to say maybe Get Off My Cloud.
It was not Get Off My Cloud. And we're getting a lot of guesses here. It was not a Rolling Stones penned song.
So this was not Jagger Richards song.
Exactly. It was not even a Jagger Richards song. Their first number one that they wrote together was The Last Time. Also a UK number one song, which hit number, I think, nine in America.
Okay, so
it was before that.
It was a cover tune, but it was the first one the Rolling Stones recorded that went to number one. Steven Puyallup on line four gets a shot.
How about It's All Over Now?
That's the one!
Right.
Well done, brother. Joe thought this was a Grateful Dead song, didn't you?
Well, they've done a very fine job of this.
Yes, they
have. I just knew it wasn't the Stones composition. Bobby Womack wrote this.
Bobby,
right?
Good job. Yeah. Bobby Womack wrote this song. Well done. Yep.
All right, Steve. Well, you're qualified for the possibility of having a whole bunch of blazing bagels coming your way. And they are oh so tasty. If you're ever down there by Safeco Field, even when the Mariners aren't playing, there's Blazing Bagels there. They're in Redmond. I think they're up to about five locations now. So if you need hot bagels, they're the guys to go see. Hold on there, Steve. Now, there's a song that just came out like today. I know Jody and Pedro were talking about. I don't know if it'll be a number one song, but it's certainly interesting.
Are you talking about the Green Day?
Yeah.
I got to tell this story because this is the weirdest thing. Fans of Green Day and fans of Norah Jones, get ready to put your heads together because they teamed up to record something together. And the idea of Norah Jones recording with Green Day is... it's kind of odd to begin with.
Yeah.
But when I tell you what they're doing, you're going to be even extra confused. They're re-recording the Everly Brothers 1958 album Songs Our Daddy Taught Us. And that album is a country folk covers album. The album comes out on November 25th. And the full story goes like this. Billy Joe and Norah Jones made this new album called Foreverly. It's a modern day reworking of the original, and they're both really big Everly Brothers fans. Billy Joe says that a couple of years ago, he discovered the record, Songs Our Daddy Taught Us, for the first time, and he fell in love with it. The way he describes it, it was one of those things where he just played it over and over every day, couldn't shake it. And he thought it would be cool to redo, but with a female singer. And then he considered Norah Jones for it because anything that she sings, she puts her stamp on, and he loves her. So they recorded it. And he's aware of the fact that the average listener might be confused, and he doesn't care because music is fun. So we've got a clip of the first song that's released. It's called Long Time Gone. And this is Green Day and Norah Jones doing a reworking of Songs Our Daddy Taught Us from the Everly Brothers.
There'll be a day.
I cannot see it, but he smashes the guitar and bitches against it.
Tool.
You could play that and you could say, take 10 guesses at who's singing this, and I never would have guessed Billy Joe Armstrong in a million years.
You couldn't have even guessed what decade it's recorded in. It sounds classic.
It does sound great.
Old.
I want it.
Is that the only one you have?
Yeah, that's the only one. I don't know. Maybe Pedro put his snooper on it. Did you get any more? It's just the one, right?
That's the only one available so far.
Oh.
Interested in hearing
when's
it there.
When's it come out? Do we know?
November 25th.
Sweet.
Foreverly is what it's called.
A lot of these guys are getting into the serious retro music. I was reading yesterday, Jack White has got like all the stuff from Paramount recording, and we're going way back to like 1917 to 1930 or something like that. All the 78s they put out.
Yeah.
With Ma Rainey and all these old singers. And he is putting them out in, it's like a big wooden box, like a box set.
Wow.
800 songs, I believe. $400, and it's coming out in time for the holidays.
Yeah, but you know what? That doesn't surprise me at all, because what happened when the White Stripes became famous? Then he started doing what he really wanted, start working with Loretta Lynn and put out Jolene. You know, he always had kind of a flair for the authentic older stuff. Not that Loretta Lynn should be glommed with older stuff, but still, you know, it's not everybody's
she is authentic.
Yeah, it's not everybody's first best wish to work with her, you know, if you're
coal miner's daughter.
Yeah.
She's awesome.
I know it.
I love the older music myself. Speaking of music, if you're tuning in to hear Warren Haynes, because we did say he would be here about this time, Warren, I don't know if a fog or what, but travel difficulties, he will be in town for his show tonight at the Neptune Theater, but he is not with us this morning, as you can tell.
Which is unfortunate because Joe wore his special Warren Haynes shirt.
Yes, I was very excited. And I'm excited about Government Mule's new record. If you want to hear something interesting, they recorded their first studio record in 5 years. They took a year off from the road to sit down and clear their heads and record something, and it came out pretty special. And what is really special about this record is every song is recorded by a Government Mule with Warren singing. And then he went and had friends sing the same song. So you get two CDs. And his friends include Steve Winwood, Elvis Costello, Dave Matthews.
So no one anybody's ever heard
of. Yeah, yeah. And they're all singing Government Mule songs. So I would give a, I believe it's called Shout, I think. I would give a, plug to that new record by Government Mule, even though Warren isn't here with us this morning.
It's a good thing Bob's not here to say, nobody buys records anymore.
Yeah, well, or in fact, I think it comes on a digital doodad, too. So if you want to do the digital.
A digital doodad. That's an Australian, right? The digital do?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, digital doodad.
Yeah. Let's see, what else have we not got to? There's another thing we've got the audio for that people might want to hear. Anchorman 2, I don't know if I've seen hype for a movie as big as Anchorman 2 in a long time.
Well, I'm a huge fan of Anchorman. I know you are, too. And I was kind of worried. I was worried that they were going to overhype it and there wouldn't be any meat left on the bone for when the movie came out.
Right, but...
Looks pretty meaty.
It sounds pretty good. I heard this trailer they just released.
And yeah.
Even audio-wise, without seeing the visuals, it's pretty funny.
Welcome to News Afternoon, the first television news of the day.
There was a time when news was a noble trade, built on a foundation of journalistic integrity. But then it became salacious and just plain stupid. All thanks to one visionary news team.
Good evening. Tonight's top story is...
crack.
I understand we have some crack, and we're going to smoke it right here in the studio. Oh, whoa. Whoa. You feel that right away. Oh. It's just refreshing.
Mr. Bergman, you are the worst anchorman I have ever seen.
Aren't you the guy who lost his job to his wife?
Tonight, I interview Yasser Arafat.
Why do we have to tell the people what they need to hear? Why can't the news be fun?
Yay!
While some experts say silicone breast implants are dangerous, I say... bring on the fun bags.
I have a date.
We need to get you a little protection.
Brian Fantana's world famous Jimmy cabinet.
See any you like?
The responsible pirate? Just leave it to Beaver.
I know, Brian. What about the hooded guest?
I've had 4 of my 7 illegitimate children using this condom.
But, Brian, isn't that the whole point of wearing a condom? To not impregnate the woman?
Well, you know the old expression. Nope.
Sleeve it to Beaver.
We got some crack in the studio.
It's so refreshing.
I don't think this is one of those where they put every funny part in the movie.
I saw a movie trailer with none of those jokes,
right,
completely different
jokes. There's like 3 different things going around out there, and it's all hilarious. So.
Oh, God, I can't wait. I can't wait. I'm so excited. It's not going to be soon enough.
I have a countdown clock on my computer at home.
You do?
Yes.
When does it come out?
December 20th.
Oh,
just
no.
In time for Christmas, the holidays.
I was going to say shortly after Hanukkah.
Yeah, shortly after. Hanukkah is so early this year. It's not even going to... there's not going to be a Hanukkah Christmas crossover at all.
No.
Hanukkah's Thanksgiving time, right?
Yeah, it's Thanks Hanukkah this year.
Yeah.
It's Thanksgiving-a-kah. It's going to be very confusing for Jews everywhere, but we'll work it out.
Yeah, and you'll be done in time to see Anchorman.
Yes.
We'll still be out there trying to shop and stuff. So
oh, yeah.
Work out good.
Yeah, we'll be all done.
I mentioned this earlier. YouTube, you may be paying for soon, or actually you will be, depending on which channels you like to go to. There is a program now where they're letting any video creator that has 10,000 subscribers or more that have been verified by YouTube to start offering their service as a pay service. And, for instance, you might pay 99 cents a month to be able to go watch your favorite whatever it is, cats playing the piano or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then the creator gets a percentage of the money and YouTube gets a percentage of the money.
Huh.
So they don't know how well this is going to go, but they're going to start putting pay channels within YouTube. You'll still be able to use the service, post things there, go check out things. But if there's a immensely popular site, these guys who made What Does the Fox Say or whatever, if you think that those guys are your must-see comedy and they want to start putting one of those out a week, they will have the ability to put themselves a pay channel up on YouTube. And you'll have to pay a buck or pay whatever they decide, you want to pay.
Is that like a paywall like the papers have where you get so much information that's free? And if you want to go further into a story or find different features, then you've crossed the paywall into a pay service.
In fact, it's very similar because you're going to get a 14-day free trial on any of these channels. So, for instance, we could set up a channel. Or Luciana, she's the one who gets the millions of hits. You put a channel on YouTube, you get people hooked on your content. Well, you do. You find incredible things. Now, I know Pedro helps with that. And a lot of what you find are other people's things. I think this would be more for original content.
Yeah, exclusive stuff.
But you could put a site up there and basically split the money with YouTube. There's going to be a whole new industry here, but there's also going to be a whole new annoying thing you're going to have to do to get some of this content.
Yeah, everybody's trying to stay relevant and also make money. You want to see, you want to hear a tech headline that kind of surprised me today, and I wonder if we'll be surprised for the same reason. Headline: TiVo's new app lets you stream shows and movies on the go. What surprised me about that? TiVo's still around? Who's got a TiVo?
Really?
Who's still watching a TiVo? They have a new app that lets you stream a... What? Who? TiVo? I mean, I had a TiVo before...
Isn't that DirecTV?
No, well...
Well, TiVo was a recording device.
TiVo was the first
DVR.
Yeah, but isn't it the one used by DirecTV?
I don't know.
Doesn't
I
might DirecTV be wrong. Have their own? They have their own. DVR.
I'm going to check now.
Yeah, you check.
Let's ask Grandpa TiVo himself.
Like,
little known fact. Do you know who the first national person for TiVo was?
Who?
Me.
What do you mean?
He's not kidding.
I'm not kidding. I did their first commercial.
Their endorsement?
Yeah, it aired all over.
TV commercial.
It was a TV commercial. I was teaching. It was the most kind of surreal thing. They cast me for this thing. I wasn't even looking for it. Somebody came up to me on the street, was casting for
a... You ought to be a model. Come back to my apartment.
Yeah,
exactly.
Let's
try one shirtless.
That's what happened. And that
don't
wasn't
you know you're not supposed to go with those
wasn't
people?
Wasn't an apartment. It was a very nice hotel suite in the, I think, the W or whatever.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
And I went in there, and they had me read some lines, and they took some pictures of me. And they called me back, and I go back a couple days later, and there's a whole room full of kids, like 100 kids. And they start bringing kids in to compare them to me. And they pick this one little short, chunky kid out. And
this looks right.
Yeah, this other daughter. And they say, well, you're going to be our dad, and these are going to be your kids, and you're going to teach them how to use this thing.
Okay.
And I never even knew what a TiVo was. Nobody did. This was their first commercial ever.
National TV campaign.
It's still out there somewhere.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. YouTube it. If we got money,
okay.
99 cents, you can YouTube
it. We need to back up to the very beginning. Did they not know that you were on the radio? Were you on the radio at the time?
No, I was at a Mariners game. They were doing some kind of talent search down
there. He is sitting by himself and 8,000 empty seats around him. And they said, let's pick that guy.
No, I was outside the Mariners game, actually, at the Pyramid. They were taking headshots of people. They go, we're taking headshots casting for a TV commercial. And me and my buddy are there drinking beer. Go, sure, we'll do that. And, you know, they seemed legit. I mean, this was, you know, this was, what, pushing more than 10 years ago. It was quite a while
ago.
Yeah. And anyway, to make a long story short, my gig was I'm showing my kids how to use this thing and teaching them about sports with the TiVo. And, you know, I'm trying to show my kid how to hit a baseball and everything. He has no interest until the figure skating comes on. And there's this little boy, and all of a sudden he's enamored with the
race,
with the ballerina and everything. But to make a long story short, I don't think many people do have a TiVo because the money they paid me for that spot, I invested in TiVo stock, and that was a real mistake. I don't know where they're at now, but some people still do have
Based on the text messages, apparently at least there's 10 or 15 people who still have TiVos. Someone says, TiVo is still great, still better. Someone says, I think TiVo licenses tech to Comcast.
Yeah, it's
DVRs.
A DVR. It was
of
the
course.
First DVR.
Yes. Somebody says, my girlfriend has a TiVo. She won't give up. She's grandfathered in with unlimited recording. It drives me nuts because the quality's terrible. Let's see. TiVo makes the DVR boxes for DirecTV. That's the connection that Luciana was looking for. TiVo makes the DVR boxes for DirecTV. I still have the TiVo boxes, and I love them.
They have a Facebook page.
Yeah.
TiVo?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. It's still out there.
Yeah, I had a TiVo, and then Comcast came out with a DVR, and I was like,
bye,
TiVo. It was nice knowing you, because right. This is 1,000 times easier, and I'm already paying for it. Bye.
Right.
Hmm.
Well, it's about time for most of us to go. Jody's going to stick around. It's about 8 minutes before 10 a.m. I hope you have a fine day. Be careful in the fog, and here is the last word of the Bob Rivers Show, but the Jody Brothers Show is next.
Thank you. Last word of the day brought to you by Nissan Regional Marketing. And this morning, in honor of Downtown Joe, it is Vietnamese.
You're listening to the Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
At 4 by Tom Albro for Port Commissioner.
Your Northwest weather for today, mostly cloudy with a high of 53. Tonight, clouds low down to 46. And tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies again with a high of 54.
Tom Albro wants you to know that every new direct flight added this year from SeaTac Airport brings the region hundreds of millions of dollars. With your vote to reelect him, Tom Albro will support adding airport flights and jobs.
Hey, have you got foot pain? Spike O'Neill here, and I used to have really bad foot pain. I would wake up in the morning, put my feet on the floor, and it would hurt. So here's what I did. I went to the Good Feet store. I went to the one by the Alderwood Mall, which is up near the Fat Burger store on the perimeter there. And then down there's one by South Center Mall Parkway across from the Nordstrom Rack. Good Feet is America's number one arch support store. And what you get when you walk in is instant relief because there's an arch support technician at every location. You don't need an appointment. You just walk in, and they will watch you walk. They'll measure the gait of your walk. They'll measure the balance points of your feet. They will take exact imprints of your feet. And on site, there are 25 different styles in over 300 sizes of arch supports. So they'll find the right arch support for you. When your feet hurt, really, it affects everything you do. So you go to a Good Feet store and they will fix you up today and you'll feel better today and you'll walk around more. You'll do the things that you've been stop doing because your feet hurt. I go to the Seahawks game now, stand on my feet for 4 hours, stomp around, walk to and from, doesn't matter. My feet don't hurt. Foot pain sucks. You should walk through life with good feet.
It's time to get ready for Halloween. So come take a walk down Eek Street at QFC, where you'll find low prices to help stretch your Halloween budget and plenty of ways to scare up some frightfully good times. You'll save on treats for the kids and delicious platters to make parties a snap, plus everything to make your house come alive with Halloween spirit. And with faster checkout, you'll be on your way in a flash. So gather your ghosts and goblins and brew up some Halloween fun with low prices. Only at QFC.
You'll find great savings now at QFC. Boneless USDA Choice Beef Flank Steaks or Flatiron Steaks are only $4.99 a pound. Locally grown Gala or Jonna Gold apples and Bartlett Anjou or Bosque pears are 10 pounds for just $10. All prices with your Advantage card. QFC, you know it's going to be good.
I believe gas makes my car go.
I believe that without gas, my car is not going anywhere.
I believe in cracking the window after a 3 chili dog lunch.
Well, I believe that I'd rather spend 5 to 10 cents less per gallon on gas.
I believe I like saving money.
Well, I believe Arco now accepts credit cards.
I believe driving in reverse will not take you back in time.
I believe in Arco gas.
Yes.
Exactly.
At Arco, saving money makes sense, and spending 5 to 10 cents less a gallon will make you a believer in savings.
Credit cards accepted at most Seattle locations. Savings based on average street price survey among major oil brands. See Arco.com for details.
Look at this ad for TVs. They've got some low prices, like a 32-inch TV for just $249 and a 42-inch TV for $399.
Those sound like good deals.
But I've never heard of these brands, and there's no reviews anywhere.
Well, a good price on a bad TV is a bad deal.
Exactly.
But you know you can get those low prices on the top brands like Samsung, LG, Panasonic, and Toshiba.
How?
Just go to Video Only. They only carry the top brands, and they've got those low prices.
So I get a great price on a good TV, and...
That makes a good deal.
Okay. I'm off to Video Only to check this out.
At Video Only, you won't find huge stores with refrigerators or dishwashers, but you will find the best deals on HD TVs, Blu-rays, cameras, camcorders, and home theater systems. Shop around. Just make sure you visit Video Only, because if you don't,
you'll be sorry.
In South Center, Bellevue, Linwood, Federal Way, and Tacoma. Video Only.
Before you invest in a mattress, find out why 8 million people are sleeping better tonight. Go to a Sleep Number store. The only place in the world you'll find the Sleep Number bed, clinically proven to help you sleep more soundly. At the simple touch of a button, our patented dual air technology lets you set your own ideal level of comfort and support. Your unique Sleep Number setting. Adjustable on each side for couples, so two people can finally sleep comfortably together in the same bed at the same time. So before you invest in a mattress, find your Sleep Number setting, and you'll only find it in one place. At one of our 425 Sleep Number stores nationwide, where queen mattresses start at just $699.99, and where right now you can take advantage of 36-month financing on our newest innovations. Sleep Number. Comfort. Individualized.
There are 425 Sleep Number stores nationwide, including 6 in the Puget Sound area. For your store, visit sleepnumber.com.
Let the relaxing rhythm of Amtrak take it over 500 destinations. With breathtaking views, unmarred by traffic jams, and changing seasons that turn transportation into entertainment. The country is your oyster, and the rails are how you get there. Amtrak, Enjoy the journey.
One-way fares from Seattle are as low as $174 to Chicago, $115 to Los Angeles, and $33 to Portland. Book now at Amtrak.com. Fares subject to availability. Routes, fares, and services subject to change without notice. Restrictions apply.
Come and see the ins and outs of the most fuel-efficient full-line automaker, Toyota. With first-class seating, expressive styling, ingenious connectivity, spaciously versatile, and best of all, they're fun to drive. Now, during the Toyota Fall Sales Event, get 0% APR limited-term financing on 13 new 2013 Toyota models, including Corolla, Camry, the entire Prius family, RAV4, and Tundra. And unlike Honda or Subaru, your ToyotaCare 2-year maintenance with roadside assistance is included. Tax, title, and license extra. Limited term financing subject to approved credit through TFS. A dealer documentary service fee up to $150 may be added to sale price or capitalized cost. That's 0% APR limited term financing on 13 great Toyota models. But you'd better hurry into one of your Western Washington Toyota dealers now. The Toyota Fall Sales Event ends November 4th. For more details, visit buyatoyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
Safeway makes it easy to save at the pump with your club card because you can use up to $1 per gallon in Safeway gas rewards at participating Chevron and Texaco stations. Get more mileage out of your grocery budget, up to $1 per gallon. When you shop more at Safeway, you save more at Chevron and Texaco. Maximum reward at participating Chevron or Texaco stations is $1 per gallon in a single fill-up up to 25 gallons. Cannot be combined with any other Safeway gas reward offer. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See complete details at Safeway.com or in-store.
Are your kids going out as superheroes this Halloween?
I want to be a superhero.
Why not encourage them to be real heroes?
Help me be a superhero.
Join Free the Children's We Scare Hunger campaign and trick-or-treat for good by collecting non-perishable food items instead of just candy. Then drop them off at your local food bank to help scare away local hunger.
Trick-or-treat!
Sign up for We Scare Hunger at iHeartRadio.com/hunger. Together, we can be hunger heroes. Made possible by the General Mills Foundation and iHeartRadio.
This report brought to you by Emerald Queen Casino.
From the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center, I'm RC Katz. In Everett, northbound 5 at 526, we did have an earlier accident on the ramp. That's been cleared out of the way, but we're getting reports of a new problem. Southbound 5 near Enchanted Parkway. It's reported as a vehicle striking the overpass, so it could be at least partially blocking a lane there. And still pretty slow because of the fog all over Puget Sound.
Emerald Queen Casino presenting prop comedian Carrot Top December 14th. Over two decades of performance and don't forget the bright red hair. Tickets available now for Las Vegas icon Carrot Top. Only at the Emerald Queen Casino, the entertainment capital of the Northwest.
Bob Rivers in the morning, the no repeat workday, and the greatest hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s. This is 95.7 KJR-FM and HD1 Seattle, an iHeart radio station.